I get it.
These ones that are scheduled at 3:45 on the record.
What can we do those at any time? Since it's on record, and the one that's at 4 o'clock is moved to 1:30.
We got one more at 11.
Yeah, it's in person.
So we got 11 in person, and then we got a 1 and a 1:15. Anyways, so you guys want to look at the 3:45 ones? One of them is a lot in Branson Hills, it looks like. You guys already set that at 25,000. 45?
Which one is this?
40. 2016-45. It'll be on your last page. Second to last page, I'm sorry.
How did it get back before us if it was denied in 2015?
That's what I'm wondering.
But remember we told you that there's a court case right now that's sitting on a judge's desk waiting for a decision.
So has he decided? So, doesn't mean anything?
If it doesn't come before us, we're going to make a motion. I'm going to make a motion to deny this one.
Well, do we take any action at all? Because is it even supposed to be before us?
What I read from the State Tax Commission, if they do not go to this appeal to the State Tax Commission, they go back to the DOE. The understanding I got from what I read.
From them.
What you're saying
is we all know how much faith I put in the State Tax Commission's legal opinions.
So, that's usually what we went ahead and put back on there.
If we don't set a precedent, but listening to it, I'm gonna make a motion to deny this thing, so we don't even have to mess with it.
Well, here's the on the flip side, for the devil's advocate, we just looked at one in that same area. And there was 4 ayes and 1 nay to change it to 25,000. So I'll let you guys do whatever you want.
So what I hear you saying is that there's a court case on this right here?
There's a court case on...
Well, there's a court case sitting on a judge's desk right now. Where a county is not allowing someone to come back to DOE, this is my understanding from it, and it's setting up the judges to make a decision whether they go to like DOE in 2015 and then turn around and go to DOE in 2016 again on the same property. The way I read the State Tax Commission's book is that they went to DOE in 2015 and did not go to the State Tax Commission appeals.
It's they can just, appeal it again.
They can come back in 2015. But if they did go to the State Tax Commission for an appeal, they cannot come in 2016.
So did they go to the State Tax Commission?
I have no records of them going.
Okay. So then that would make this...
But that's sitting on a judge's desk.
It's not been ruled on.
Waiting to be ruled on.
And the history has been that if it's been before the Board of Equalization, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, if it's been before the Board of Equalization in 15, you have to wait until 17 to go again. You can't do it in 16.
You
can't do it the next year. Regardless if they went to state tax commission or not.
That's the understanding we got in our classes that we went to in 2015.
Right. And then, so now there's a court case about it. Judge has ruled, and there you have it.
Gotcha.
Well, let's just don't take any action on it.
Correct. The only thing you could do, again, because you lowered the other one, you guys do whatever you want. Because I voted against the lowering of the other one, I think.
I thought you were wanting it lower.
I didn't give any indication one way or the other.
Oh.
I rode the fence on that one. That's pretty rare. Boy, I like being out.
They do have a house.
Makes big one. Take
the next one, a house. I take it.
Make a motion. I'll make a motion.
And isn't that they have a house as well, don't they? Because the next one's $420,000, I assume. Unless it's a bunch of 86 lot 26, I don't think it's worth $4.
They've just recently purchased this, haven't they? Because I didn't notice that name up in that area.
So,
you're looking at McGuire? It was 10/22 of 15 when he bought it.
No, we're talking Davis.
Okay, hold on. Before we get way off, are you looking at number 46 right now?
I am looking at number 46.
And did 46 come before BOE last year?
Yes.
Okay, so they're both the same.
So did they not have a house on it before? And now they have a house on it?
No, one's lot 25, one's lot 26.
Parcel. So did they build a house on it? Danny, to answer your question earlier, that's what we started setting them at last year.
25.
Yeah, but I was thinking that was with the obsolescence in either trees or something that was blocking the view.
We set that in at 25 this year.
Right. Yeah. This parcel was brought to us last year during BOE.
Okay, so it was the house?
That's what I'm looking at right there. Did we just change the land value and not the house value?
Probably.
Or was the house recently been built?
See if I can find it.
I don't think the house was built. That's a new construction house because I showed it the other day.
Can you get out of that and go to the history of the taxes?
House
has been there.
Yeah, built. Same year everything else was built.
So now what's that abatement of $79,899? So here's my question, Chuck. Did it not get changed after the board said to change it last year?
Okay, I've got to the first one you asked about with a house on it.
House has been there since 2009.
Okay. And so what's the number for the vacant lot?
No, not the vacant lot. It looks like the BOE decision last year was to change the land value.
The house has been there since 2014.
No. They separated the land and structure in 2014. House has been there since 2009.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
So it looks like last year, according to the BOE records that Wesley has, we said to set the land value at $25,000. Instead of the $79,900.
The
it didn't get changed.
The 14 value, assessed value, was 92,910. And the 15 value was dropped to 79,899. Well, you're looking right at that right there, aren't you? Yeah.
Okay.
If you look at 14, 92,910, 15, now whether that was the 25,000, I don't see that part of it, but the BOE.
My understanding was if you look at the BOE notes, which Wesley will pull those right back up, set the land value on that parcel number to 25,000.
Right.
Now here's a question I have on those notes. If Mr. Kerbo made the motion, how was he absent for the vote?
That's a good question.
But I'm assuming there was a vote. I'm assuming it passed to set the land value $25,000. The land has not been changed down to $25,000. So then my question is why? Is that?
I know why. Or I've got an idea why.
Why?
Because we set the land values of those lots, and we had that one at 49. Some of those were 79, but that was at 49, I believe. We set all those lots in that particular area at 25,000. And we individually took it because it had a house sitting on it. And that lowered their taxes because of the, there was an argument about it. There has to be a correction in those minutes. We can't leave that like that.
Yeah, because I thought I saw one earlier that had you absent.
You absent and Kerbo voted for it.
So I don't know whether that was this.
Look, look at the one right before. Can you look at the one that you pulled up right before, because it shows Schofield absent. There's Schofield absent. And the other one says Kerbo was
Kerbo
absent.
But both of them show Colonel either voting or either motioning or
seconding.
I don't think he missed a meeting, did he?
Yeah, he was gone one day.
Yeah, he was gone.
I think I missed an afternoon.
I don't think I missed it.
That's what I was wondering. I didn't think Mike missed it.
I didn't miss any.
I couldn't remember. I saw that, and I was trying to think of it.
I did, too, and I'm like, man, am I losing my mind? Or?
Which one? Did you want me to explain to you the issue with the case?
Now we've moved on to other problems.
Oh, okay.
We found something where we said to lower it to 25,000. It wasn't lowered. And then we're showing that somebody made a motion and then was absent for the vote.
There you go. Yes. Could you come down a minute? Thanks.
Of course, there was things that we certified individuals to do last time anyways, and they didn't do it, so that could be part of it, too.
Good job. Not appropriate. Good job.
Oh. We're going to have to correct that motion. We can't have Mr. Kerbo making a motion when he's absent.
Or we had. We don't know if he was absent or if.
I went to Maine, and it tells you now 15.
Mm-hmm. There needs to be a listen to the audio. I don't want that to come up in 10 years and show something like that on there.
Which one is it?
There's a couple in there, because Mike's showing absent on it.
one day?
No, 40.
Maybe the same day.
It's like